100 times the charm. Watch hey, everyone. It. In this episode, we're going to talk about new fall TV. We've been watching some stuff. We'll tell you what we like so far, maybe what we don't like.
And we're only days away from finding out who ends up meeting Lucille.
There's a lot of theories out there. There's a couple of new ones this week, and I don't know if we're convinced, so we'll talk about them.
And also, if you're a fan of drama from the 80s, Alexis Carrington is coming back to TV. We will explain in this episode of Pop Culture Connoisseurs. All right, welcome to episode 107 of Pop Culture Connoisseurs. I am Mick along
and
with...
And I'm Kitty. Thank you for joining us. It took us a while to get our cold open, as they call it. Right?
Hey, it's one of those weeks. Hey, we're at least
computer and human error, so.
Probably more human errors, that's true. So actually, one computer, one human.
That's true. You're right.
Third time worked.
That's right. You're right. It did. You're right. So, but we can't guarantee this one's going to be great. So.
No.
We apologize in advance.
We've had a lot of fall shows to watch. We've been on kind of a hiatus for a couple
years. Yeah, exactly. So, what have you been watching?
So, I watched the first episode of Last Man on Earth.
Oh, yeah? Good. It's good.
So...
It's so funny.
So funny.
I know. It's so funny.
I'm so glad that show is back.
I know, me too. I love it.
What else? I mean, obviously we're going to talk about... Westworld divorce. Mm-hmm. This is us.
Yes, I know. I need to catch up on it. I'm kind of building up a bank, like a binge bank.
Because it's the new parenthood.
It is definitely the new parenthood. The first episode, like I said, had me crying. So yeah, I need to go and watch it. I'll probably do that this weekend. Catch up on it.
You cried through the whole thing, didn't you?
Pretty much towards the end, especially just cry, tears.
And you've only watched episode one.
I know.
What?
You know, there's a spoiler alert. There's another twist in the second episode.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
So, I've been watching The Good Place.
I love The Good Place. It's so
good.
How far? I mean, are you caught up completely?
I believe so. Yeah.
I think we're all. I just love that the monk. The Buddhist monk. It's in it. I just love it. And Ted Danson's really funny and Kristen Bell, great. So, yeah. So far, I love The Good Place.
And it's funny because you can tell it's done by the Parks and Recs.
Yes, definitely. Crew. Yeah, I know. That's why I like it so much.
Well, and then there was an article, and I thought
That it's basically Lost,
yes!
Right?
Yes!
I didn't read it because I didn't...
Where is that?
I'm not a Lost... person.
You should be, though.
I know.
But anyway, it is, because if you think about it, there are so many mysteries about this. And anyway, it's someplace in here. But anyway, it's
awesome. I just saw
awesome.
It too. Yeah, that's
awesome.
I'll go back and read it, but that's funny.
So I don't have this on our agenda or program, but I was just scrolling through here. The Will and Grace video that they did for Get Out the Vote.
I know.
I think it's just the beginning.
You
of
think so?
Season.
I hope so.
You're going to go to all that work
just to do a get
10
out and
minutes.
Vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was reading that article and they were talking about it, Megan Mullally was like, "It's just like we just picked up." It was like, "Oh, we were just gone for a couple months and now we're back." It was so good.
It would do so well if it came back.
I think
it
so
would
too.
Do so well.
Absolutely.
Because it's still so funny, that show.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. They should do it. I mean, what's everyone else doing? Not a lot.
Right.
Well, Megan Mullally does stuff here and there, but...
And she's in she's in that new movie. There's a new movie coming out.
Oh,
we saw a preview
yes.
for it that looks so funny. With James Franco.
I don't remember what it was called. It's a Christmas movie, maybe?
Christmas movie,
yeah.
Yeah, it comes out on Christmas. So,
yeah.
Anyway,
yeah,
she's obviously staying busy because she's amazing.
She is amazing. I love her. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, yes, please bring back Will and Grace.
Yeah.
Please.
We need more Will and Grace.
Yes, we do.
In our lives. Let's see what else. I don't think I'm watching anything else. The Good Place, Westworld, I'm addicted to, Divorce.
Divorce, yeah. And we'll talk all about these in length in a second. Let's see what... you know, I've been watching too much new stuff. I mean, Mindy Project started again last week, so, you know, I've been watching that, and Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Just all my regulars, really. Once Upon a Time.
Or Once, as they call it. Once. Ugh.
Once. I don't know what that's Once Upon a Time. Okay. Anyway, yeah, I've just been really just been watching the regulars. So, yeah. And then Supernatural starts Thursday. Tomorrow.
For season 31? Season 31 now?
Yes, season 31. Season 12.
It seems like 60, but we have some news on that later I found and I sent because I knew if I didn't,
you
would find it sooner.
This is not news later. To me. I mean, I know. Anyway, this is something that all Supernatural fans know.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, news came out today that Lethal Weapon, and I've watched the first three episodes. It sort of has a full season order now. They upped it, I think, by five. So it's going to run for at least 13 episodes in its first season. I would think that 13 is good. 13 is good.
So what do you think of it?
I really like the first episode. The second episode got a little cheesy.
That's what I've heard. I heard the first episode was really good, and then it just didn't pan out. Or just, you know, just
the second episode was a little cheesy, a little too 80s movie nonsense. And then episode three kind of started to turn back toward the first episode, so I started to like it a little bit more. I will, again, and we've talked about this so many times, why do we have these two? I don't know. It's just a Lethal Weapon thing that just gets me. Why couldn't this be called something else?
Why? Why does it have to be similar? Lethal Weapon? Exactly. Ugh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the lady that plays Damon Wayans' wife is so good. And do you remember many of the Lethal Weapon movies?
Yeah.
How his wife was really good. Like, she needed to have a bigger part. Well, luckily in this one, she does have a bigger part. And she is so, so funny. And her name is Keisha Sharp. And she plays Trish Murtaugh, who is obviously Damon Wayans' wife in it. Clayne Crawford. He has it. He definitely has it. He has the appeal. He's doing a great job playing Martin Riggs. Jordana Brewster's in it.
Oh.
And I like her.
Yeah.
She's playing Maureen Cahill, and she's a psychologist that's on staff. And remember, like, if you probably don't remember the movies, but there was always a psychologist that was after them to come in and talk to them and stuff. And she's kind of like a running, she's kind of like a running joke throughout the whole thing. And this time she has a bigger role, and she's not part of a, you know, it's not a tongue-in-cheek kind of thing. It's good. Again, it's just, why did it have to be called Lethal Weapon?
Well, I don't
why
know.
Couldn't we have done something else? It's just, I don't know. I guess for the, you know, younger generation, and that's what they're going
for.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, they're trying the nostalgia thing, but I think, you know, they don't really remember Lethal Weapon, but...
No. But the thing is, the young generation, too, doesn't watch TV regularly. You know, like, they binge-watch TV or stream it, so... I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just interesting. It's,
I don't know. I'm going to give it a couple more episodes. I mean, I will say that episode two, I almost gave up on it. Because, you know, nowadays, one episode can ruin it.
I know.
And it was close, but I'm like, no, all right, we'll watch it again. It's good. Damon Wayans.
I know.
He's great.
I know.
And he definitely makes me forget that it was Danny Glover. Because I love Danny Glover.
I know. He was great.
So it kind of makes me forget. But then it's like, oh, Lethal Weapon. It comes on. Like, you forget a little bit. Because it seems familiar, obviously, but you forget, and then the credits come up, and it's like, oh yeah, it's Lethal Weapon.
Oh, it's Lethal Weapon, yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know, I just, all of these reboots and remakes, and, you know, it's just...
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, one that is not a remake,
yeah,
or a reboot, is Divorce.
Yes.
With Sarah Jessica Parker, Thomas Hayden Church, Molly Shannon.
Who's really good in this.
I have missed her so much.
I know, she's so good.
Much.
I know.
I think that's really the only...
That's the big names.
Yeah, the big...
I really liked it. It's only been one episode so far. Yeah, I was surprised. Because I didn't think the show was going to be what it is about. Mm-hmm. Without giving anything away if you haven't watched it. But
yeah
it just... Yeah, I thought it would be a traditional... Oh, we just don't love each other anymore. Let's get divorced. But I don't know. I like it so far. And Sarah Jessica Parker is amazing. So, yeah. So I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a dramedy.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
I will say that there were some moments in the premiere that I felt awkward being there for.
Yes.
I'm like, ugh.
Exactly. I know.
It's kind of like, and I've not watched the show, but The Affair. Like, why do I want to watch people in an affair? Like,
yeah, right?
And divorce is kind of the same way, but then it's like, okay, I can kind of see it. It's quirky. It has, and I really like the actors.
Yes. They have a great cast, yeah.
And I'm wondering where is it going to go? I mean, this is a show about divorce.
It is called Divorce, like, so, I mean, I think it's going to,
how funny can it be? And this is not Carrie Bradshaw, FYI. If you're expecting Carrie Bradshaw,
no,
you're not getting
Carrie Bradshaw. No.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
You watched Sex and the City, didn't you?
No.
You didn't? Okay.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind. I read an article about how she was doing some Q&A for divorce, and they said, apparently, you know how there are these theories about these big pop culture shows and stuff, like, you know, Grease, how Sandy was actually dead.
Yeah.
So the theory is and Sarah Jessica Parker kind of buys into this, the theory is that the three other ladies are figments of her imagination.
Actually, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not bad.
And how, you know, every week her column, it just so happened to tie in to, because it always starts with her writing the column about whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then the three of them were always having something similar to what she was writing about.
Oh, that's a good, I like that
And
theory.
They all fit a certain type.
Yeah.
Not like a mix of a different, but, you know, so, and how each one of them handled it differently and things like that.
Yeah.
So.
I like that theory.
Yeah, right?
Right? I know.
Yeah. You should go back and watch it.
I know I should. I just never, you know, when it was on, I didn't really, wasn't really watching it. I don't know. I just never did. So,
yeah.
Not that I would. Yeah, I should go back and watch it. You're right.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I highly recommend Divorce.
Yes, highly. So I'm excited to see the rest of the season. So. Mm-hmm.
And it's only 10 episodes.
I know. So. And it's only 30 minutes long or 32 minutes.
Yeah,
or
it's perfect.
Like that. Yeah, I know.
Perfect.
So it's not too long. It's great. So. Another HBO show that you likely already watched because most of America has is Westworld, which is awesome so far. You know, I think so many have said that HBO is hoping that this is going to be their next Game of Thrones.
Absolutely.
And I absolutely think it will be. It already is a mega hit.
Let's hope they don't mess it up.
I know. Don't mess it up.
It's
so good.
It is. And so, unfortunately, this is sort of a remake-ish reboot.
Sort of, yeah.
Or maybe not.
Maybe
it could
not.
Be a sequel.
Yeah,
that's also going around.
A lot of speculation about that.
So there was apparently a movie in 1973. It's based on a Michael Crichton screenplay movie.
Yeah, this
was
is
it a book?
No,
it was a movie
that he wrote.
And so, and there's been mentioned, they've mentioned in the current show about something that happened 30 years ago,
yeah.
And so a lot of people think that is actually tying into the movie.
Yes, and there's been some scenes here and there that it looked like maybe the old, I guess in the movie there's a point where the customers come in and like, anyway, people are saying that looks like what that was back then. And in the movie there's three different parks. There's a Rome world, there's a medieval world, and there's a West world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool. So I don't know. I think it's fascinating and it's really interesting. And I mean, the cast is great. So I'm excited for this show. I really am. So.
And then again, like you said, the cast is fantastic. Evan Rachel Wood, which I think the first time I remember seeing her in something was True Blood.
Queen Sophie Anne. But she was also in Practical Magic when she was a child. the movie Practical Magic. No, didn't see that with Sandra Bullock and...
Oh, I did. Oh,
witches. Yeah, of course you saw it. I was like, wait a minute, I know you've seen that.
Why would you think I've seen it? Because I'm gay.
Yeah,
you bitch. Yeah, I did. I saw it. I loved it. I love Sandra Bullock.
I know.
Tandy Newton's in it. She hasn't been.
I know. She's great. I mean, James Marsden,
Jeffrey Wright, and why haven't I thought of this? My friend Diana was in it in the second episode.
What?
Yes, she was the... She's an Asian actress.
Uh-huh.
She was the one that was showing them something and he blew up at her. Like the new model. Yeah, that was her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we went to high school together. We used to do music videos together.
Oh, my gosh.
You'll never see those music videos.
A girl from Junction City, yeah. Kansas.
She's been in L.A. for a long time.
Wow, that's awesome.
She's done a lot of motion capture stuff, and I mean, she's been in a lot of things.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I should message her and say, hey, you want to come on our podcast?
We definitely need to talk to
she's,
her.
Oh, my God, she's so fantastic. I really cannot believe she's not been in more. She is a powerhouse. She did all of the musicals in college, mm-hmm. high school. She played... whoever, I don't know, in Cabaret, like, she is a presence, and so I think she would be fantastic. I think that was her only episode. I'll have to look.
That
actually
is so
she's
cool.
She's on.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the Ed Harris is great as the bad guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he is a bad guy. Maybe he's not a bad guy.
I don't know. You're right. I don't know. I mean, he's done some pretty terrible things so far.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, there's still a lot of questions, you know, like what's going on with the hosts and who is talking to Dolores, who is Evan Rachel Wood. And
mm-hmm.
there's all these questions that still kind of remain. So, and what is, you know, what is his, Anthony Hopkins. What's he doing? And... What is it that shareholders want something different? I don't know. There's so many questions, but it's really good. You know who I really like is the guy who is like the engineer or whatever with the glasses.
Jeffrey Wright,
yes. Mm-hmm. He was in Hunger Games.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
he was.
And that's where I recognized mm-hmm. him. Yes. So.
Yep.
Anyway, it's a great show and I can't wait. And, you know, I love reading about it. It's another show we're going to obsess over.
It really is. So. And and another thing is, it's one of those shows. I remember when I watched the first episode, I'm like, because I'm usually on my iPad
yes.
or something. Nope, put it down.
Nope, gotta pay attention.
Yep, you have to pay attention.
Exactly.
So it is fantastic. There's so, so many theories on.
Oh, I know. So many theories.
But again, it's kind of like Game of Thrones and all this stuff. But the best part about it is that there's no source material.
There's
no book.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. There's no book, so you can't read into it.
Oh, my God. That guy's a Hemsworth?
Oh, yeah. That's the Hemsworth.
Of course he is.
Yeah, of course.
I know. He's the oldest or the youngest?
Oldest? No, Liam's the youngest, isn't he?
He's the oldest. So
oldest, yeah.
Or maybe he's not. I thought there was another one.
There might be another one. Yeah, he's a Hemsworth. I read that, yeah. Mm-hmm. When you look at him, you can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a Hemsworth.
Jimmy Simpson, who plays William on there, is so good.
Oh, yeah, he's great, too. Mm-hmm. And he's been in a lot of stuff. He's great.
And he wasn't in the first episode.
No, he wasn't. He was only in the second episode. But it looks like he's going to have a larger role. So. Mm-hmm.
I really like him.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's so many theories online. I think it's coming at the perfect time of it's filling this hole of the Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. The only problem now is that it's going to be on the same time The Walking Dead is The Walking Dead comes back in a couple weeks. So,
ooh. Well, that kind of leads us into our Walking Dead discussion.
Yes.
It's going to be tough. It's on at the same time. Unfortunately, we will not be watching Westworld on that Sunday.
No, we won't. We'll be watching the premiere of The Walking Dead. That's just how it is. Come on.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Spoiler alert.
Spoilers. Yes, we're going to talk about some theories as to who Negan's victim or victims are.
The reason why we say spoiler alert is because spoiling... What is it? Spoiling The Walking Dead?
The Spoiling Dead.
The Spoiling Dead?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Something like that. There's a Facebook page that is dedicated to just really just stalking the cast and crew of The Walking Dead and finding out everything they can about the current season or the new season as it's being filmed. And I gotta tell you, I don't know how they do it, but I mean, based on their evidence.
So do you believe? Do you believe them?
Yes and no. Because I feel like I do because I feel like that they do know what they're talking about, but also I'm thinking like, how do we know for certain? It could just be speculation. It could be the show getting won over on them, not revealing everything. So I don't know. I don't know who to believe. And then I read this other article that had a pretty compelling argument for Maggie being the victim. So
what we're talking about. So anyway, so they're, again, spoiling the dead. Right? Spoiling the dead? Something
like that. The spoiling dead?
It says that Maggie is in episode 1, 3, and 8.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yes. She's only like 4 episodes.
Right, which that's happened.
That could, yeah, and it...
Because she, if it follows the trajectory of the comic book, she breaks off from the group.
Yeah.
Because she's pissed off and upset, probably, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she is going off, and that's the last we see of Hill. I mean, Rick is only in episode 1... He's in episode 1, according to this.
Yes.
1, and then not again until 4.
Yeah.
There are a lot of them, because I think 2 goes to someplace else. 3 might, I think from what we understand, again, the spoiler site,
mm-hmm.
then it goes to Negan's backstory.
Yes.
And then you come back to Rick and them.
Yeah.
Which we've seen seasons like that
Well,
before.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do.
It's Explosive,
I mean,
season 1.
The first episode's going to be pick up right where we are, but then it's, you know, I'm sure episode 2 is going to be at the kingdom and what Carol and
right.
What's his face are doing. Morgan, with all of them, you know, so
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think, of course it's going to jump around.
It is, definitely.
So I don't know. So, but according, if this spoiler Facebook page is right, it is Glenn and Abraham who are the victims,
mm-hmm.
because they've kept track of who's filming which episode, and according to them, Glenn and Abraham are only in the first episode, mm-hmm. only in one episode. So, yep. Process of elimination, you could say, you know, it's obviously them. But this article I read, you know, they were just released a new trailer, a sneak peek, and people, of course, overanalyzed it.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Could you not hear anybody else?
No, you couldn't.
I thought that was weird.
Some crying in the background, like soft crying, but it was only them. And then they panned down to the...
And it made me think that they got rid of the background noise.
I'm sure they did, especially for that.
Right, because yeah. if you hear yeah. Maggie crying or you hear Michonne, mm-hmm. then you know. Because it was just too quiet.
It was too quiet.
After what happened.
Exactly.
And then also the spoiling thing, you know, there's hinted that Negan's going to take Rick's hand or whatever.
Yes, yes. I don't think...
But again,
they've said because time and time again that's not going to happen.
And here's
but
another
no, no.
thing. And the reason... Another reason that's not going to happen is because in all of the pictures, and I went through this site, Rick doesn't have a green glove
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
because that's what
to.
They have
to... Yeah,
they,
that's what they have to do. Yeah.
He didn't have a green anything on, so it's not like
they'd
they're
have
taking
to
a leg.
Edit
they're not taking...
Yeah.
But Glenn and Abraham, I mean... It's going to be them.
Yeah, I think so.
But then that article, I mean, why is Maggie's ring?
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know.
So at the end of that clip, it pans down to like blood and gore, obviously.
Teeth
whatever.
And...
Yeah, that was left over after Negan's attack. And off in the corner, there's something that resembles a ring. And many fans said, hey, that looks like Maggie's wedding ring. And so that's what's leading a lot of people to believe it might be Maggie.
But then there's
but it
also...
looks like it.
But then again, there's also the theory out there that it's a ring that Abraham was going to give to Sasha.
I didn't know that
which
one.
I think that's too fast. But again, it's an apocalypse, whatever.
It's true. And he was very gung-ho about being happy and want a family, so...
Right. And who knows, maybe it was his wife's ring that he was wearing around his neck
oh,
or something.
You're
I don't
right.
know.
I don't
mean,
know.
It was... But it's like, why would she take her ring off? Like, that would be something that she would keep, unless, I mean, who knows?
I mean, if he's bashing her brains in, I don't know.
But not, what if she survives?
Oh, what if she survived, exactly.
Why would she?
I don't know. See, that's what I'm like, there's so many, like, it's hard for me to say exactly what I, you know, like, there's so many different variables, and like, they could be throwing us all for a loop, and could be somebody different, so, I don't know.
I just don't understand, and granted, I know that he threatened whatever, but the fact that Rick doesn't do anything, or any of them, who cares? Like, who cares? It's I the know. Fucking, go after him. Rick, you bit somebody's jugular.
But you have to remember, there's like dozens of other people still, around them.
At this point, who cares?
I don't, you know.
You know?
I think because he had threatened Carl, too, of course, I think Rick's not, you know, even though it's a terrible situation, you know, he's got to protect Carl, you know. And
how traumatic is this going to be? Like, I'm a little...
I know!
I'm a little
Well,
concerned.
Based on that trailer, that teaser with all the blood in the gut, like, that's, like, I don't know. I think it's going to be pretty traumatic. I feel like it is. And I hope that they do it right at the top. Like, just get it over with. Do not...
Well, they are. It picks up right where...
I know. Well, that's what they say. I just don't want it to be, like, one of these...
Right. You know, oh, yeah, where they drag it on for
it goes,
90 minutes.
We start 3 months or 2-3 weeks after it happened, and then they flash back to when it happened. You know, like, I just want it to pick up and get it over with.
That, they could do that.
Yeah, you know?
I hope they don't.
You know, to be artistic and whatnot. But,
yeah.
No, I think they need to start right at the beginning and just let us know who died. And then, get, or, yeah. Because I don't want them to drag it out to the end of the first episode. Because they would do that.
I will say what makes sense is, like, why would he get Abraham and Glenn or whatever? I can see the Maggie Glenn.
Yeah.
Because if he takes... Because I think also in that article it said that, okay, he goes after Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
And then Maggie's like, take me. I'm not... I don't want to let... You know, and he... I don't know if I even want to watch this.
I know.
You know, like, I don't know if I want to watch it. This is... You know,
months of build up, they better pay off. I think it's going to be traumatic, whoever it is. So, we'll find out in 2 weeks.
But I will say, I mean, if the spoiling is right, I mean, she's in other episodes.
Yeah.
Even if it, but the thing is, and I was thinking, well, maybe she's in flashbacks.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it's flashbacks.
But then Glenn's not in those flashbacks. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it doesn't necessarily have to be Glenn, because, I mean, they were kind of separated there for a while, so.
Kind of.
When we all thought he died the first time.
But would they take three characters?
No. I don't know.
No.
I don't know. No.
No. They wouldn't take three characters.
No. So.
But here's the thing. I mean, and the reason... This is why I'm saying I don't think Maggie is a goner. Is because where's the drama? You take Maggie and Glenn out? Well, then we can go on to the next episode. They're no longer there. You know what I mean? Because Abraham... Okay, fine. Sasha will have an episode. Oh,
yeah, no,
Sasha. But you know what I mean? Like, you take Maggie and Glenn out.
Oh, no. If you kill Maggie and Glenn, oh, God, you can't kill both of them. No. You know.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Okay, well, and then we're not going to get back to the group until episode 4. You know how they've done this shit before.
I know.
So it's like, but you take them out, then that wipes out all the history with Beth, Herschel,
that's true.
That.
Yeah, they wouldn't do that. No. I think it's one or the other.
Right.
Like, they're not going to kill both of them, so.
I did like that one thing the article said, that if it's just Glenn, it's a letdown.
Exactly.
For spending all these months wondering. And it's like, oh, it's the comic book.
Oh, exactly.
All over again.
I know. That's why I hope they don't stick to it.
Yeah.
You know, completely.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
I don't know either. But I'm just like, I don't know if I'm ready to watch
it.
And it's late on a Sunday night.
I know.
And I gotta sleep. I don't know if I can do it. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see.
Okay, let's move on to another one of our favorites we talked about a little bit earlier. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. So.
Okay, so we have some pretty exciting news on who's returning.
Mm-hmm.
Of course she was returning.
Of course. She was a fan favorite last year.
Mm-hmm.
Lana. I can't say her name.
Lyanna.
Lyanna Mormont.
Mm-hmm.
Mormont, the pint-sized hero that we all loved.
Oh, she's awesome.
Yeah, she's returning, so that's fun. I can't wait. We also know, we've talked about this before, Gendry maybe making an appearance again, mm-hmm. and somebody else? Jorah. Which I didn't think he would not be there, so.
Right. But it was also released today, there have been some pictures of Maisie Williams in costume.
Yes.
And she looks like her brothers.
Yes, and so a lot of people are speculating that it looks very Stark.
She's back.
Yeah, that it looks like very Stark garb, so, you know, saying that implies that they're having a reunion, which I hope so. I would love all the Starks to get back together. And they need to.
I think that, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's time.
We have 12 episodes left.
Exactly.
13, 14.
Yeah. So, yeah. Especially if they are going to.
It's just got
to
be moving.
Defeat
the White Walkers.
The White Walkers and
all that
whatever with King's Landing, you know, all that stuff. So, yeah, I think that's definitely a possibility. And I really hope so. Because I think it'll be a great moment.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And, of course, Game of Thrones will not be coming back in the spring like it normally does. It's going to be pushed back to mid to late summer.
Mm-hmm.
So, which makes me wonder, what's that going to do with Westworld? I guess Westworld is going to get pushed back too then.
Yeah, I wonder.
Possibly. I mean, I guess it started in October.
October, yeah. Oh,
so, they could basically go
it's from... It's going to go Game of Thrones to Westworld.
Oh, that's pretty,
pretty
good.
Pretty much, yeah. You're right.
That's really
that's
good.
That's pretty good.
Hmm. Yeah, that's kind of a winning combination.
We'll get that. Yeah, it's a good one. Mm-hmm. So, let's talk about Stranger Things.
Yeah, so I thought this was interesting. So they're working on season two now,
mm-hmm.
and it was funny because after season one came out, everyone binge watched it,
mm-hmm.
and then there was nothing about, oh, is season two, is it picked up? But apparently, the brothers, I can't remember that are in charge, Duffer Brothers.
Duffers.
They said, actually, season two was already greenlit before season one came out.
I know.
So Netflix knew what they had on their hands.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And so
I wonder, though, if they knew just how popular it would be.
Maybe not just how. I mean, because
it blew up. I mean, yeah. Everybody I know has watched it. But, yeah. I mean, I'm sure they knew they had something special. But, yeah, I'm just glad that it's doing so well.
And it looks like everyone's coming back.
Yeah, and there'll be some...
Except Barb. Damn Barb. But there'll be justice for Barb. I don't know how that's going to happen.
What does that
mean?
Right. They already killed the monster.
Well, and who knows that Barb died in there?
Besides Nancy and...
But they don't know that
Hopper.
She died. They don't know that she died.
Oh, no. Wait, who saw her body? Somebody saw her body.
The kid. But he didn't know... Was it Hopper? He didn't know Nancy. Or he doesn't know Barb.
Yeah, but he knew she was missing because he's a sheriff.
Oh yeah.
Hopper. Yeah.
Did they call? Did they report her missing though?
Yes.
They did. I need to go back and rewatch that.
Anyway.
It's so good.
I know.
I started and then I stopped.
You know what else is so good? iZombie.
I thought you were gonna say Supernatural.
I know. Thank you. Anyway, so iZombie on the CW, mm-hmm. created by Rob Thomas, who also made Veronica Mars, which is another beloved CW/WB show.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, a lot of people from that show have appeared on iZombie. Now Jason Doring, who played Logan on Veronica Mars, is going to be making an appearance. And he's going to have a small part, and he's playing the brother of another character that was introduced last season. So I'm very excited about this. Because I love Veronica Mars.
Oh, and Logan.
And Logan.
And
I know.
Ryan Hansen.
I know. They're all so cute. And, you know, Logan was a jerk in the beginning, but he got much better. And I, of all of Veronica's boyfriends, he was my favorite. So.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. He really was.
He started out as a real jerk in the first season.
Like, real jerk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they had their ups and downs. But I feel like they were always meant to be together. So, anyway. I'm very excited. I just love iZombie.
Yeah, it's good. Well, speaking, since we're on the CW, so it looks like they're trying to reboot Dynasty.
Yes.
So, and it's reboot, I don't think it's a remake, necessarily. I have a feeling there's maybe a chance that we'll see Joan Collins or Linda Evans on there. Because basically what the producer of Revenge has teamed up with the original creators of Dynasty, and they're trying to modernize the show. Basically, a feud between two of America's wealthiest families. Hopefully, the Trumps don't show up.
Oh, God.
Because they're not the wealthiest. Anyway, they think they are. Anyway, so it's between the Carringtons and the Colbys, and apparently the show is supposed to be centered from the perspective of Fallon Carrington. She's the daughter of Blake and Crystal Carrington. So in the reboot, and Crystal's going to be Hispanic. So it's kind of nice. Making it a little different. But again, Dynasty, you know, aired from 81 to 89. I will say I didn't watch Dynasty as much as I did Dallas because The Dukes of Hazzard was on first. So I watched The Dukes of Hazzard, Dallas, then Falcon Crest. But here's the thing that kind of makes me a little nervous. Like, they tried to reboot Dallas and they did a good job.
Yeah.
I really liked it.
I know you did.
But it didn't last super long.
But it was also on TNT.
It did, yeah.
So that might be part of it.
They should have. But this was before like Netflix started picking things up. If they would have done it on Netflix, I think it would have been totally different.
Right. I think you're right. I think it would have done much better. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And it was great. And it had three seasons. And the cliffhangers were really good. Like, it kind of it definitely reminded me of the 80s cliffhangers. But with different twists, not like... Oh, I know what's going to happen. But it did end on a really big cliffhanger, but oh well.
Well, you know, that's how it goes.
I know.
Does it say like when they might,
I bet they're shooting for next year.
Yeah,
next
I would
season.
Think so. So.
CW, they're on a roll. Supergirl. Ratings through the roof.
I need to go back and watch that.
So I did send an article about the six episodes from season one to watch so you can catch up with season two. And Superman's there.
Have you watched Legends of Tomorrow at all?
I tried.
I haven't watched it.
I tried.
I don't know.
It's a little too much CGI. Because it's all about time travel. Oh, that's another one I've watched.
Timeless? You and my dad watched it, and he said he actually liked it.
I did, too.
So I've been meaning to watch it. I just haven't gotten around to it.
I think the second episode airs this week.
Yes, I think so. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, watched it last week. I'm like, okay.
I think I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Yeah.
I've had to work the last couple weekends, so that really cuts into my binge watching time.
Right,
so this weekend.
You should.
I know.
I was like, okay, I think this one has some promise.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's what I've heard. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. You also skipped over Supernatural.
Oh, well, we had a little technical difficulty that I thought you were getting...
Did you
already talk about Supernatural?
No.
We cut it out?
Okay. Yeah, well, no, yeah, it cut it off.
Well, we're going to end on Supernatural.
We're going to end on Supernatural.
Right.
Because
we've been teasing the Supernatural fans to make them listen to the end of the podcast.
This is nothing that Supernatural fans don't already know, but there's this whole article about
I feel like we've talked about this already.
Supernatural is all about the family, and that is very much the theme of the show, and that's why it keeps lasting so long, because it is. It's about Dean and Sam, their brothers, and it always goes back to them and their relationship and everything. And it has, even with John, their dad, was in the mix. It was about him, and now in this next season, their mother is back from the dead. I know. I have my reservations about this too, but we'll see.
Mm.
I like her character, but again, it's one of the big focuses of the show, and I think that's why it works so well, because Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki they work so well together that you really believe that they're brothers. So anyway, that's why it's lasted 12 seasons.
I know, and
it'll keep going
40 more.
And that's CW has said as much. As long as it keeps bringing in the numbers, we'll keep making it. So, yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad. I'm happy for Supernatural. I do wish I would have stuck with it, but man, 12 seasons, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
And like long seasons.
Yeah, I know. And not every season is great. There's some great storylines. There's not so great storylines. You're going to run into that after 12 years. But overall, the show is still really good. It's the characters, I think, especially Dean and Sam, that make it watchable still.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, let us know what shows you are addicted to, any of the new fall shows, anything you want to talk about Supernatural. or anything like that. So you can always find us on Twitter at A Gal and a Gay.
We're also on Facebook at A Gal and a Gay. You can also email us at agalandagay@gmail.com. So you find us online anywhere. You can also download our podcast through iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, really anywhere you can get podcasts. So yeah, please.
Cool.
Follow us.
All right. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Okay, bye.